This is one of those situations where I'm not sure we need to slog through the whole thing, but you know, basically thinking about the fact that the city has such an amazing portfolio of public properties along the waterfront, but some of them aren't really used to their fullest potential. You know, some of the key findings that we talked about are largely public access is concentrated on the southern half of the harbor. The Harbor Trail extends along portions of the waterfront, but there's a lot of work to be done to make that vision complete. You know, there's no, we talked a bunch about the need or the lack of a comprehensive list of municipal properties, rights of ways, or easements along the harbor that give you access to the harbor. You know, we've inventoried the key sites, so that's part of this process. But are there any you know, rights of way that we don't know about or that we think we know about that aren't actually rights of way? So we've talked about that a little bit. Inventories of key visual corridors to the water, that may be something that we start thinking about on the comp plan level. We talked a lot about public restrooms at municipal facilities and ADA accessibility. We talked a lot about the flood zones and the sea level rise impacts to that, from that. We've talked about maintenance. And then we went through all the key properties along the waterfront. So these are just alphabetically, but the breakwater and lighthouse, the fish pier, public landing middle pier. And I combined those into one topic area because as we went through our discussion, we talked about those properties really needing to be thought about at the same time. Sandy Beach, I added Schooner Wharf, although I think we may want to talk about that tonight, and then Snow Marine Park. And I know we also have a property on the Samoset Road.
Samoset Road,
yep.
Is one.
Yeah. Yep. So that's actually is in here, but it isn't specifically called out as its own you know, key findings. So in the key findings, one of my first questions would be, I know we talked about this a little bit, but I guess I just need a little clarity from you guys. Like Schooner Wharf, that's the property that's owned by, or is it, it's owned,
yeah,
by the Port District, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So would we consider that a public facility that we need to actually put goals and action items to, or is that something we just need to identify as a part of the, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to deal with it.
Yeah, it should be identified.
Like this.
Whether
as a key finding.
Whether
it
should be, I think you can put in parentheses that it, you know, or something that it isn't the city property. Access to the wharf is over city property. Mm-hmm. The city has given an easement to the Port District so that they can have their float, their ramp to the float. So access is city sponsored, as is parking.
And that parking too.
And the parking for them. One other adjustment here is there is a reserve account for that.
There is? For Schooner Wharf?
Yeah. I mean, the Port District has money set aside for that, for the repair of that.
So is that part of the municipal budget, or is that just the Port District?
It's part of the Port District's budget.
So it's from the Port District?
Yeah. So I don't know how you want to separate it out, whether it's in this and it's an addendum at the end, but it is a facility because it's on the Harbor Trail.
Yep.
You know, it's another one of those nodes that people walk to or will use on the Harbor Trail, and it is a form of public access as long as the Port District keeps it open. So I don't know how you...
Who owns the Port District? What's that?
The Port District is a,
I
continually refer to them as a semi-quasi-pseudo governmental organization. They're chartered by the state.
Yeah, it's established by the state.
Established by state law, and it runs parallel to the city. There are 5 elected members.
You're one of them?
No.
You were?
No, I was at one point. And they have not sole authority, but they have shared authority over encouraging merchant traffic in Rockland Harbor.
Overall?
Overall. So the reason they have that is those are all inspected vessels that carry passengers. So it's a form of public transportation in effect.
So they don't, they own the dock but not the, no property?
Right. Yes. And they have the leases, the bottom leases, the submerged land leases for their docks from the state. Yeah, way too complex.
So to me, when we think about it, I guess this is really my question for you guys. If you're thinking about this as part of the harbor plan, my observation is that even though it's not a municipal facility like Snow Marine Park, for example, it's still a key public facility, if you will, right?
Yeah.
So it makes sense to keep it in here,
yeah,
particularly as a key finding, and then maybe we start to talk about, you know, action items related to that, and maybe it's more, you know, relationship-oriented action items or something like that. But we, I have it in here as a point because I think it's,
yeah,
it's worth identifying, and I'm just to be sensitive to it. I'm not. I didn't keep it in here because I thought like the city of Rockland, and I don't want to create some issue that doesn't exist, you know, with the port district in the city. But I think it's an important,
yeah,
property.
It's a different relationship because they are a governmental organization, and they already have a relationship with the city of Rockland in terms of us having given them an easement, as opposed to say the apprentice shop, which has a boat launching ramp that people can use, but it really has no parallel with the city at the moment.
Yeah, which is why I wouldn't list the apprentice shop in the same way I would list this one.
So it is a different relationship.
Yeah. What about dredging required to keep the depth for the schooners to come in?
Yeah, they're working on that now.
They're working on that.
They are?
Yeah. That's paid by the port.
That'll be paid by the port,
not the city.
Yeah.
Are the members of the port district elected by the citizens of Rockland or Knox County?
They are 5-year terms, and I think basically there's one a year that comes up every year. This last year, nobody ran.
Yeah.
We had 2 empty seats.
Yeah.
And so the city council has the authority to appoint people.
Okay.
And so there are 2 new people who've been appointed to that.
But it's on
but
the ballot.
But this is a city thing.
But it's on the ballot.
Not a county thing.
City.
State.
Yes.
Well, it's established by the state, but it's the city of Rockland.
But the people who serve are elected by the people of Rockland.
Yes, it is. They have to be live in Rockland. It's on the municipal ballot as opposed to the state.
Yeah, I remember seeing it. I just didn't know if it was on county thing or a city thing. Okay.
So, yes.
So what I'll do is revise the key findings related to that, adding a couple of the details that we talked about tonight, because I think it's just important to point that out. And then the link is really the Harbor Trail, and the land side that they use is what's owned by the city. Does that make sense? Good. All right.
Does it make sense to list all the other ones alphabetically and then put this one last in the list?
It might. I mean,
just to separate it out a little bit more.
Yep. 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 Good, look at that. All right.
Another property you could do the same way is Dragon has now allowed the city to use land there at the end of Lawrence Street and the mechanic. Next to the Dragon Pier, that's the city's now allowed to use that for public as well.
All the way to the water?
Yeah.
Right.
Across the tracks there.
Yeah.
Like we used to have an agreement for the beach. Now we have the beach, but they're doing the same thing with that land next to it, which is the best overlook of the whole harbor.
All the way to the silos?
No, because their piers, you know, they have a fenced in property where where they load where the dock is for the barges. But up to that fence, that grass area, that point goes all the way out to the water. They said, you know, we're were free to use that. They can take it back at any time, just like they used to do for the beach. But that's now a piece of property that the city has for public access. And I don't know how long that agreement is.
Right.
Are
the railroad tracks owned by Dragon or?
No, they're owned by the railroad.
They're owned by the state.
Yeah.
The right-of-way is all the state's.
All the way to the beach.
Yeah.
So, every once in a while, there is a train at the beach. If you back up that far.
Keeps going through ownerships too.
Yeah.